Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows.
Namaskar. The farmers' protest has started once again. They were supposed to protest from today, that is 13th of February, and the protest has started. In fact, there has been some incident of farmers breaking the barricade in Shambhu border and the police using tear gas. Let's talk about farmer protest. Let's talk about the state of farmers in India. Let's talk about some facts and figures about farmers, farm workers, and the agriculture industry in India. Let's talk about it. Let's get right into the show. So, once again, we're seeing farmers protesting. This time around, farmers from Uttar Pradesh, farmers from Haryana, farmers from Punjab, they're trying to enter Delhi. They're calling it Delhi Chalo. The protest is called Delhi Chalo. Now, reports have come in that the farmers are trying to break the barricading in Shambhu border. There is some tear gas that has been used. So, all of that is happening as we speak, which is at 2:30 afternoon when I am recording this show. Now, before we get into everything else, the analysis part of it, let us understand what does the farmer want. The farmer wants a legislature, a law for minimum support price. They want a law passed in the parliament. And they say that, listen, you know what? This is what the M.S. Swaminathan Commission had recommended. Just ensure that commission, which what it recommended, is passed as a law. So that's the first thing. The second thing they want is pension for farmers and farm workers. What happens to a farmer when he can't work? What happens to a farmer when he grows old? What happens to a farm worker when he grows old? How does he support his family? How does he support himself? So, pension for farm workers and laborers, farm debt waivers. We will talk about farm debt, farmers' debt. We will talk about it. They want a waiver on farm debt. They want withdrawal of police complaints against people who protested last time around in farmers' protest in 2022. They want the withdrawal of police complaints. And finally, they want justice for victims of Lakhimpur Giri. So this is what the farmers are overall asking for. Now, before we say that, are ye kya hai, hamesha strike karta hai, ye kya hai, hamesha we have farmers' problem. Why? Let us understand what is the factual on-ground situation of a farmer in India. Let us understand good things and bad things. So I'm not just going to talk about all bad things. I'm also going to talk about some good things and some bad things. But at least let me give my audience the reality of the scenario is on ground. First of all, let me talk about utilization of funds. The money that has been put into agricultural industry for the benefit of the farmers. The thing is, this government has utilized it well. In fact, in the past 10 years, fund utilization by the ministry has been above 70%. The ministry was able to utilize 100% of the allocated funds in 2016-2017, and the allocation of ministries increased by 141% in 2019-2020 on account of PM Kisan Yojana. So, the utilization of funds has been good. But let us understand utilization to theek hai. How did it affect the farmer's income? Now, in Union Budget 2016-17, the government had announced that farmers' income will be doubled by 22-23. Like a lot of things that the government says, the government had said that the income of a farmer will be doubled by 2022-23. Doubled on the basis of what? Doubled on the basis of 2015-16. So 2015-16 taken as a base, the income was supposed to be doubled by 22-23. You know the interesting part? The interesting part is after 18-19, there has been no data. The government has not provided any data. So we don't know whether it has doubled or not. I will tell you what I mean. 2002-2003, the income was 2,115. 2012-2013, income was 6,426. 2015-2016, the income was 8,059. 2018-2019, income was 10,218 rupees. And based on 2015-16, that is 8,059, the income in 2023 should have been almost 17,000 rupees. But the fact is the government has issued no data. So like I said, there is no data. So we don't know whether the agricultural income has grown. As on today, if you were to assume that 18-19 is the last data that is available, 18-19, a person, if a family, the household income was 10,218, like I told you, household income means what the entire family earns, which means if a family of 5, then the family would earn around 68 rupees 12 paise per day per person. This is what the status is. Now let us go to something called as MSP, the minimum support price, which is in question at the moment. One of the major demands of the farmers. What are the farmers saying? According to the National Commission said that the farmer should get 50% more than the input cost. Okay, na? Then the cost that they've invested in the farm. What the farmers are saying, make it a law. Make this a law. Make the commission report a law. Make it into a legislature. So that we are confirmed, no matter which is the government, no matter who is the chief minister, who is the prime minister, who is the defense, who is the agricultural minister, we get our MSP, which is 50% more than the input. This is what the farmers are asking. Now, another important factor is this entire concept of PM Kisan Yojana. You see, PM Kisan Yojana, under the PM Kisan Yojana, PM promised 6,000 rupees to be paid to the farm owner. Not the worker, but the farm owner, the cultivator. In 2019-20, when the scheme was announced, the inflation, rural inflation rate was 4%. The price was 6,000. In 2021, the inflation went up to 6%. The price was 6,000. In 2021-22, the inflation went down to 5%, but the money was 6,000. So 6,000 remained the same. Inflation started fluctuating. Now the problem is, when the inflation is high, 6,000 is too less. 6,000 is too less anyways, but 6,000 is really too less when the inflation, so it's not based on the inflation. So that's as far as PM Kisan Yojana is concerned, and we should also understand that PM Kisan Yojana are for cultivators. Let us be very clear here. Cultivators are those who own land and cultivate in that land, produce in that land. Agricultural laborer are people who work for the cultivator to help them cultivate land. Achha, as far as agricultural workers are concerned, it includes both the cultivators and the laborers. Now, the point is, this Kisan Yojana, PM Kisan Yojana, is meant for agricultural cultivators, not for laborers. Now, if you see the graph in your screen, in 1951, the farm cultivators were double the farm laborers. And as life progressed, in 2011 onwards, which is the last figure I have, the farm laborers has far increased the cultivators. So this too is a huge issue that the farmers are currently facing. The owner versus laborer issue. Very important thing that this government had brought about is insurance. Now we have a problem with insurance, and I will tell you what the problem with insurance is. Delays in payment is one of the biggest challenges in implementing the insurance scheme. The ministry noted that delay in settlement of claims takes place due to delay in release of state share of subsidy and delay in sharing yield data by the state to the insurance company. Now, of course, the center blames it on the state blames it on the center. Net result is that the farmer doesn't get his insurance money. So now look at it. The farmer is fighting for his MSP. The farmer is fighting because his income is not doubled like he was told. At least that is what the perception is. I don't know. I don't have the figures. So I can't make a statement. But at least from the farmer's perspective, their income has not doubled. Their MSP is being spoken about. But where is the legislature? There, the PM Kisan Yojana, which was a Yojana that was put for the farm workers. First of all, only the cultivators get it. The farm laborers doesn't get it. Number two is it doesn't take care of the inflation. The rural inflation, when it goes high, what is 6,000 rupees worth? And finally, the insurance, which is possibly the most important thing for a farmer, because understand, a farm agriculture business is possibly the most uncertain business in this country, in this world. It's the most uncertain business in this world. It depends on so many factors which the farmers can't control. Weather, insects, flood, famine, like I said. Market price, global produce. His produce is so volatile. The market, his income is so volatile. So insurance is the only thing that is acts like a backbone. And if that is in trouble, then what does he do? The last point I wanted to talk about is indebtedness. The farm debts that these farmers are into, which is what they're asking for a waiver. Now let me talk about indebtedness. You see, despite an increase in availability of low interest institutional credit, agricultural indebtedness has increased as compared to 2003. As of December 2019, half of all agricultural households are indebted with an average outstanding of 74,121 rupees. Imagine a household that is earning 10,000 rupees. If they are indebted, an average indebtedness of 74,121 rupees. And this is as far as figures of 2019. I don't have the current figures. Like I said, there is no data available. Now, if you look at it, in the year 2003, the percentage of indebtedness was 49%. 2013, it is 52%. 2019, it has come down to 50%. But yet, 50% of the farmers, as of 2019, and like I told you, the average amount is 74,121 rupees. This is the problem. This is the problem that the current farmer is facing. Please understand before I conclude. You see, look at farming as an industry. Look at any industry. Let us first start about an industry. What is an industry? Industry is where you have an input price. You produce your finished goods. You add your profit and sell it at a profit and earn your profits in the marketplace. Isn't that how an industry functions? Now let us look at agricultural industry, especially in India. Who decides the input price for the farmers? The fertilizer company, the seed company, the micronutrients company, so on and so forth. They decide the input price. So if the fertilizer company says that bhai ye mera price hai, ye mera MRP hai, the farmer has to pay that price and get the fertilizer. The seed company says this is my price. The farmer has to pay that price and get the seeds. So who decides the input cost? The manufacturers of farm fertilizers, farm tools, etc. decide the input cost. Now the farmer toils in his farm, produces. That production is dependent on weather. That production is dependent on insects. That production is dependent on how much he could afford to invest in the farm so that he could get a good produce. The production is dependent on a lot of factors. Chalo, assuming he produced, does he have the right to fix a price? No, he doesn't have the right to fix the price. The mandi fixes up the price. So at one end, you have the input manufacturing companies who fixes the price. That is the input price. And on the other hand, the mandi fixes the selling price. Na input price unka, na selling price unka. How do you think the farmers is going to survive? How do you think the farmer is going to survive? The point that I'm trying to make is we as a nation and as a government, we should ensure that our farmers earns profit, because that is one trade where he himself is not capable enough to earn profits. Because that's the nature of the beast. That's the way the entire industry is designed. He himself cannot assure profits for himself. So we as a nation, as a government, should ensure that he gets profit. And if, like what M.S. Swaminathan, and I have a huge respect for that man, M.S. Swaminathan commission design, if it is 50% on the input cost, then so be it. So be it. Let us as a nation ensure that the farmer gets 50% more than what he has invested. At least that will ensure that he has money in his hand. And like I always say, please don't think that a farmer works on year. Out of 5 years, maybe 3 years, his crops would be damaged because of floods, famine or insects. 2 out of the 5 years is possibly when he earns money. So when he earns money, at least let us ensure that he earns good money, good profit, so that he can ensure that he lives through the 5 years. He lives through the famine. He lives through the floods. He has money at least to buy 2 square meals. Secondly, like I always say, projects like Manarega, that ensures that he earns and he gets an alternative income. So if something is going wrong with his farm, something is going wrong as far as agriculture is concerned, as far as output is concerned, at least he has got an option of going and working and earning 2 square meals for his family. Therefore, Manrega becomes so important. So these are factors that we need to consider. These are factors that we need to look at. And somewhere down the line, we need to redesign. We need to redesign the way we look at agriculture. And I'm not blaming one government or the previous government. I am blaming us as a nation. We say Jai Jawan and Jai Kisan and all that. But we practically do nothing to ensure that there is good life for this Kisan. My submission is, let us relook at agricultural business in India. Let's redesign agricultural business in India. And let us understand one very clear thing, that the farmers have to earn profits. Profits so that you and I have our food on the table. Profits so that there is no urban migration that is happening. Profits so that a farmer and his family can live happily. That's the point I wanted to make. Till I see you next time, that's tomorrow at 10. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.